Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel We welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One And inshallah today beautiful topic we brought for you and that is prerequisites of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam What are the signs of love of Prophet alayhi wa sallam Inshallah, a great amount of knowledge we'll try to share with you and you should be with us from start till end. Inshallah, you will learn a lot. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset and we always remind that That is to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or good deed. Alhamdulillah, we are here to present Ayahs of Quran, inshallah, ahadith of Mustafa alayhi salatu wassalam, aqwal of Sahaba-i-Kiram. And inshallah, so much knowledge we're going to share, that is knowledge of Deen-e-Islam, religion of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's chosen religion, Islam. So inshallah, definitely it's a good task, it's a good deed, so we should make good intentions and you are watching and learning, you should also make good intentions. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention that you will be with us from start till end, you'll remember what you learned, you'll pass this knowledge on to others. But remember, concentration and focus is the key to learn. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, as I said today, we'll be talking about prerequisites of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Inshallah, there are so many headings in this regard, there are so many areas, there are so many signs which tells that one is loving Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam or not. So we will talk about them separately. So be with us from start till end. We've got our guest, brother Muhammad Wasim Abbas Attari with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim Abbas, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you, Rizal?
I'm good. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. MashaAllah, today again you're talking about love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but in a bit different angle, that what are the signs of love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We all claim to love Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning believers. Whoever is in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, they have got this understanding that we should love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But how can one judge whether this love is present, whether this love is reflecting from that personality of that believer or not? So this is the topic, inshallah, the signs of love of Mustafa, or you can say the prerequisites of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So very first, what would you like to discuss with the viewers of Madani Channel as a first sign which ulama ikram they have mentioned with regards to this topic?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I think I should congratulate you regarding for bringing up such a crucial topic in terms of understanding the prerequisites of this vital claim upon which our faith revolves around,
sure.
which is the core of our faith. As we all claim to love the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but claiming something is one thing, and then of course having the prerequisites or fulfilling its needs is another thing. And this is very important for us to understand that anything that we claim for need to have practical evidence behind it. So when we claim to love the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then of course we need to understand that are we adherent to all those prerequisites or not. And in this regard, mashallah, bringing up this topic today, I think is very, very crucial for us to understand. And when we talk about the prerequisites of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is a very vast area.
True.
But the main focus of our today's episode would be to shed some light on a certain framework, or certain aspects through which we can judge ourselves that how much validity do our actions hold in our claim of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and understanding what exactly those prerequisites are. First and foremost, One of the most important aspects that we need to understand is the obedience of the Prophet. Obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The one whom you love, you obey him. The one whom you want to follow, whom you are devoted to, you obey them. If you disobey them, then of course your claim of loving them is not valid. And obedience to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is such a trait, is such a prerequisite that has also been commanded to us in the Noble Quran as well. In a hadith, in Noble Quran, and when you look at the seerah of the best companions alayhi muridwan, we come to know that how they obeyed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and what beautiful footsteps they left for us to understand that how to obey the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in order to have our claim of loving him to be valid.
Right.
It is stated in the Holy Quran where we're told, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Meaning, O believers, obey Allah and the Messenger. Now, this is a command in the glorious Quran. And in the commentary of this verse, it is stated that in this verse, obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been commanded.
Subhanallah.
And not only this, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is another message, beautiful message we get from this beautiful verse, that obedience to Allah Almighty lies in obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he states that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that he who obeyed me, he obeyed Allah Almighty, and he who disobeyed me, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to understand is that obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is fard, it's compulsory. It's not something that, it is voluntary or optional to us. It is something which is compulsory upon us. It is fard upon us. The Holy Quran and various verses of the Quran, we will see this command present. There will be the command to obey the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has considered his own obedience within the obedience of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And upon obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a promise of great reward to be given. And in disobeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there's an admonition of the punishment of the hellfire. So whatever the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded us, we must follow it, we must obey it, and whatever he has refrained us from, we must abstain from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in another place that, and whatever the Messenger grants you, take it and refrain from whatever he forbids you, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah's punishment is severe. So again, in this verse, we've been told that whatever the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commands you, obey it. And whatever he stops us from, we must abstain from it. And furthermore, it is stated that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not oppose the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and do not be lazy in fulfilling the command of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because undoubtedly Allah Almighty inflicts severe punishment upon he who disobeys the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So there are many other verses as well through which we come to know how important it is to obey the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is one of the foremost and most important prerequisites of proving our claim of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's validity.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful start. Wasim Abbas, you've mentioned a few ayahs of Quran which clearly tell us this sign of love must be present in believer, in believer's personality, that he obeys Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And beautifully mentioned in Quran, and mashallah, beautifully explained by Muballigh of Dawat Islami, that obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala lies in the obedience of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you do ittiba of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, actually you are following the orders of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Beautiful ayah of Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab 21, it is mentioned, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ.
SubhanAllah.
And indeed, for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best. This is clearly mentioned. The best role model is described in Quran, and that is the Zat of Mustafa, that is the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And following him is the best for us. And we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as commanded. And Sa'dul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Na'imuddin Murad Abadi, he writes under this ayah that you should properly follow Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and help the religion of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and do not leave the companionship of Rasul Kareem, the kind Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because it is best for you.
Subhanallah.
And further, Wasim Abbas, we are talking about ittiba of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, various ayahs of Quran you mentioned. I've also mentioned one. If someone has got this sign of obedience of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this prerequisite in his personality that he follows Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in terms of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he obeys the orders, he does ittiba and he does ata'at also, both of them, right? Following the sunnah as Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam commanded and did, at the same time obedience of Mustafa, both of them, these beautiful signs, if they are present in one's personality, having other signs and other prerequisites present also, which are necessary, subhanallah, what reward Allah tabarak wa ta'ala awards the believers, that is also described in Quran, subhanallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Subhanallah. And he who obeys Allah, as you said, obedience, he who obeys Allah and his messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favor, i.e. the prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs and the virtuous, and what an excellent companions they are, subhanallah. Wasim Abbas bhai, in aam, the reward what is mentioned in Quran, that person who does obedience of Mustafa, who does ittiba of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his in'am, his reward is that he will be with Nabijin, he will be with Siddiqeen, he will be with prophets, he will have the companionship of prophets, he will have companionship of Siddiqeen. Allahu Akbar. Anbiya Kiram, they are the best of all creations, right? And Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is best of all. Subhanallah. But subhanallah, the one who follows Mustafa Kareem, he will have companionship of Nabijin. And then Siddiqeen. Who are Siddiqeen? Siddiq is the topmost level in Awliya Ikram, friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The highest rank is of Siddiq. That person have the companionship, musahibat, subhanallah, of Siddiqeen. Further, not only this, Quran says, وَالشُّهَدَىٰ, and he will have the companionship of shuhada, those they have given lives in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, the virtuous ones, subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, and then Quran says, after mentioning this companionship that person will have who will obey Allah and the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and further Quran says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, and what an excellent companions they are, subhanallah. What else do we need in the eternal life? If we have the companionship of Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, subhanallah, dear respected Islamic brothers, this is the reward. This is the in'am, is given upon the obedience of Mustafa. This in'am, this reward is given upon the ittiba, following the sunnah of Mustafa. This is the in'am given when a person, he has this prerequisite of loving Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. What would you say, Wasim bhai?
There's only, mashallah, beautiful points you've been mentioning, and as you were mentioning them, another beautiful fact comes to the mind in regards to the obedience of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this very trait of obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to prove your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No doubt.
In Surah Al Imran, verse number 31, it is stated that, say you, O beloved, that, O people, if you love Allah, then you should obey me.
Beautiful.
Then Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So again, over here we come to know that obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is something that makes a person's claim of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala valid. Without obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, one cannot attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one doesn't obey the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam but claims that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his claim is not valid. And another beautiful point that you mentioned during your discussion, where you mentioned regarding the blessed companions alayhim ridwan following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when we look at their seerah, we come to know the way they followed and they obeyed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam without any ifs and buts, without any logic, without anything.
No doubt.
What was the reason why Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiled after performing wudu?
Allah.
The beautiful account. What was the reason? And he asked the same questions to his companions, which Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked to his companions at that time after performing wudu.
Subhanallah.
And the reason was, why? Why did I smile after performing wudu? Because the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also smiled after performing wudu near this place. Hence, I'm also practicing the same sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, what was the reason for him making his she-camel go round and round?
Allah.
No reason, no logic, no wisdom.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently, when people asked him that, why are you doing this? He says, I don't know the wisdom behind this, but I saw the beloved Prophet ﷺ do the same. Hence, I'm doing the same. These are those legendary personalities, the true heroes of Islam, who had the proximity of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, who sacrificed all their life to obey the beloved Prophet ﷺ, and left a legacy for us to understand how to fulfill this prerequisite of loving the Prophet ﷺ.
Like you mentioned about a few examples of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan life, where they did do ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let me mention an account which mentions the ata'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I say ata'at, that means obedience upon the orders of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Rasulullah said, labbaik, we have to do that. We should follow the orders of Aqa alayhi salatu wa sallam and obey the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because ata'at of Mustafa is ata'at of Allah. Obedience of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What a beautiful hadith it is mentioned. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam saw a person, he was wearing a gold ring in his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam took out the ring and threw away. And then said, do any one of you want to hold a burning coal in his hand?
Allahu Akbar.
Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left. One person who was standing there, he said to that Sahabi Rasul radiallahu ta'ala an, that you can pick it up and get benefit. He meant that you can sell it and get benefit. Doesn't matter if you don't want to wear it, but you can sell it at least. Allahu Akbar. What was the reply? That reply was full of love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then it was beautiful example of the ata'at of Mustafa, obedience of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, that Sahabi Rasul, he said, by Allah, he mentioned Qasam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has thrown away that ring, I can never pick that up.
Subhanallah.
When Prophet of Allah is thrown away, how can I pick that up? Allahu Akbar. And he did not pick it up and he left. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the love of Sahaba Ikram for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever it came to prove the prerequisites of love, ata'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the perfect example present in the lives of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Now it's the time to include one segment in our program, that is the chosen sunnah. And inshallah, after that, we come back and talk on this topic. Let's go towards our segment, Chosen Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, today the Chosen Sunnah, what we have brought for you, that is Sunnah of sleeping. First, sleep on the right side of body facing Qibla, with the right hand under the right cheek for some time, and then sleep on the left side. respect viewers, this is a beautiful way of sleeping. Inshallah, when you sleep, having in mind that my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I used to sleep like this, subhanallah. Not only you will have your energy recovered and you will have sleep and you will be fresh when you wake up, but subhanallah, at the same time, a great amount of reward would have been written in your book of deeds because you followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And again, today we are talking about ittiba'i Rasul. We're talking about following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about ita'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, obedience of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Any beautiful account of Sahaba Ikram which mentions about this beautiful trait, this beautiful sign of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, there are many, many accounts,
no doubt,
that you would come across where it comes regarding come across those incidents where we see how the best companions, they obeyed the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beautiful example you were giving just before we went to the segment where you mentioned regarding the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam throwing that ring away. I was just thinking about that as you were mentioning it, that the command was not to wear it. And when the other person mentioned that you can benefit from it,
yeah,
one way or the other, which had not been prohibited, and if that companion had taken any other benefit it would have been allowed. That was something which was permissible for him. But look at the level of obedience and love he had for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart. That's something that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has shown a dislike towards.
Allah.
How can I pick it up?
Allah.
Just if we just ponder over this event alone and see that what rank that companion himself was at. And not only that, we need to understand this from the point of view of understanding these as to be setting stones for ourselves, as them leaving those footsteps for us to follow. High standards for us, that this is how you prove your love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And as we listen to these accounts, we need to also ponder upon our state as well today, that are our claims for loving the Prophet merely lip service today? Is it only just, you know, verbal claims? Do our practical efforts, our practical actions also hold any validity in these claims? So as we are hearing about these prerequisites today, I would urge all viewers of Madani channel as well, but first of all, I would say to myself that we need to hold ourselves account to in front of these measures, in front of these parameters, to understand where do we stand.
Sure.
And then hopefully by the end of today, hopefully we would have developed some kind of mindset to understand that where do we stand, and then start fresh. That now, okay, whatever has happened, it is bygone's bygone. Now let's start afresh. And let's try to prove practically that our claims are valid, following the sunnahs of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and also, inshallah, Zawajal, the other prerequisites that we will hear about, that whether we practically do fulfill those prerequisites or not.
MashaAllah, Wasim Abbas, big beautiful point you brought here into discussion, that we are talking about prerequisites. We should also find them within our personality. That Indeed. Is the whole point of bringing such topics, discussing such topics, so we can take some lesson from these beautiful accounts, beautiful ahadith, beautiful verses of Quran. Wasim Abbas, this is very important. We hear these slogans, we hear these claims of loving Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Yes, definitely, we should claim that we love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I believe, alhamdulillah, every believer, whoever believes in Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he alhamdulillah has that love, that passion, that devotion for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we are talking about those beautiful signs, what must be included within our personalities to show that, yes, this is not just many claims, but at the same time, alhamdulillah, this is a true sign of love. When we're talking about the slogans we normally hear, جو ہونا عشق مصطفیٰ تو زندگی فضول ہے, right? We think that, we say this, that our life is useless if there is no love of Mustafa. True, that's true. But at the same time, the loving Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sign and prerequisite demands that when it is the time of Salatul Fajr.
Indeed.
At that time, you should also get up, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded. When the time of Salatul Zuhr comes, then we should also remember Ishq-i Mustafa, love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salatul Asr, Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Isha. These Salat times, they should also remind us loving Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to follow the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also follow the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I would say that Wasim Abbas bhai, we'll go to the second one to talk about what is the other side. But before, I would like to ask you that how can one attain these beautiful traits, especially ittiba of Rasul and ata'at of Rasul? And how would you suggest this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami, how much helpful it is to attain these beautiful signs within our life?
I think the modern environment of Dawat Islami, the religious environment of Dawat Islami, is the answer to all this.
SubhanAllah.
Because Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah has included all these signs to be practically acted upon within the religious activities of Dawat Islami. And those who are practically involved in the religious activities of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah, they practically prove their love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it is offering salah, whether it is reciting the Holy Quran, whether it is obeying your parents, whether it is looking after the rights of your neighbors, so on and so forth.
SubhanAllah.
All these, Alhamdulillah, have been given to us through the booklet of pious actions, 72 pious actions, where we've been commanded over all these actions. So
when you come into this mahal, you look at the people following the Sunnah, you look at the people doing it out of Mustafa, and Alhamdulillah, you also have the tendency to do
indeed,
so, isn't it?
Because a company does have an impact.
And SubhanAllah, what would you say about the life of Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Attab, Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali? I think that it would be an unjust if we do not mention his personality when it comes to follow the Sunnah, when it comes to do ita'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his example in this day and age. You see, we have read about Awliya Kiram, we have read about pious predecessors, how they used to be and how they used to act upon, how they used to follow the Sunnah, how they used to obey Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I would say that Alhamdulillah, we have seen Amir of Ahle Sunnah. You see, those pious predecessors, we have read them about, and we sometimes become surprised and amazed that such personalities existed in the past, how beautifully they used to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But SubhanAllah, if someone wants to see a practical a live image who is following the
indeed
true Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true ata'at of Mustafa, and I think that is the zaat of Amir of Ahle Sunnah. What would you comment on
indeed
this?
Indeed, definitely, most certainly, everything that you have said, I would agree with it. And as you mentioned regarding our pious predecessors, indeed, Amir of Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he reminds us of our pious predecessors. In today's day and age, we see him encouraging others to eat with three fingers. In today's day and age, we see him encouraging others to sit on the floor according to Sunnah to eat. In today's day and age, we see him encouraging others to sleep on the floor, on the mat. You know, all these...
But youngsters, they were after fashion of this world, in glamour of this world, Alhamdulillah, they are adoring the Imam Sharif with their heads.
And this is all the blessings of the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, and this revolution that we are seeing today in our lives through the blessings of Amir of Ahlul Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Such accounts we used to read in regarding this in the seerah of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, that you know they were so practicing that people used to look at them and they used to repent, and all these things, Alhamdulillah, we are witnessing with our own eyes in today's day and age, but from the blessed personality of the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. May Allah Almighty preserve him and enable the Ummah to attain more blessings and benefits from him. And may Allah Almighty grant him with a long, healthy, pious life.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Wasim bhai, now is the time to include one segment in our program, inshallah. We'll come back to this topic. Respected viewers, time for chosen facts. Let's go towards our segment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, the very first question today we have: who is the last prophet sent in the world? Obviously, Alhamdulillah, I hope most of the believers, they know Probably all the believers, they know the last prophet sent in the world is our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The second question in our chosen facts is, what is the total number of ahadith say Qudsiyah? The total number of ahadith say Qudsiyah is more than 200. And the third question today is, if anyone makes a false claim of prophethood, what is he called? If anyone makes a false claim of prophethood, he is called a kadhab, biggest liar. So these are the few facts for you. I hope inshallah you must have learned from them. And keep watching Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, you will be learning a lot. Respected viewers, today we are talking about prerequisites of loving Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, we're talking about signs which should be present in one's personality, in believer's personality, which should show that he is a true devotee of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So far we've discussed ittiba' of Rasul and ata'at of Rasul. Let's take a few more Madani pearls on these beautiful prerequisites, and then we'll further move on to other ones. Ji Wasim bhai,
another prerequisite, Rizwan bhai, which is also again very important and holds a lot of importance, is honoring and revering the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regarding the honor and reverence of the beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam, again we find many commands in the Holy Quran and many hadith which mention the importance, which highlight the importance of respecting the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, honoring the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Holy Quran, at one place it is stated, "And honor and revere the messenger." This is a command given to us in the Holy Quran. And from this verse it is stated that we come to know that in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is immensely liked and has utmost importance. And we also come to know, again, through the verses of the Holy Quran, that if you want to be successful, who are the successful ones? Who are those who attain falah, who attain success? They are the ones who honored the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Absolutely right.
Again, in another verse, in Surah A'raf, verse number 157, it is stated that those who believed in the Prophet and they respected him, they revered him, and they help him, and then they obey. Again, obedience is coming as well over here. Obedience and reverence. They obey that nur, it is being stated in this verse, which was revealed upon him, then those are the people of success. Those are the people who attained success. So in numerous verses of the Holy Quran, we come to know that if you want to be successful, you want to be amongst those who attained success, then you need to respect and honor the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And an amazing fact is over here, that normally it is the principle of this world, the rule of this world, that when any king goes anywhere, he goes to a palace, to another city within his kingdom, then what he does is he relays his own etiquette, his own manners, his own commandments to other people, that this is how you need to respect me, this is how you need to follow me, etc., etc. So he mentions those commandments himself, which would entail respecting him, honoring him. However, when that person, that king, leaves from there, all those rules also depart with him.
Right.
So he's mentioning those prerequisites of honoring him himself to other people, to his subjects, to his people. But then there's one such king, there's one such king whose prerequisites and whose rules of revering him, of honoring him, are not mentioned by himself, nor by any creation, nor by any person, anyone. But his rules are such, the rules of respecting him, revering him, which are mentioned by none other than the king of all the kings,
Subhan,
by the one who's created everything, Subhan, who's our Lord, none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rules of respecting and honoring the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. This king, this unique king that we are referring to, is none other than our master, our intercessor, the beloved of Allah, the holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And these rules of respecting him, of honoring him, are not limited or restricted to any time frame or to any area. These are forever. And again, these principles and rules, they determine whether a person is amongst those who are successful or amongst those who are not successful. Again, who were the most successful people? They were the blessed Sahaba. Who were they who respected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the most? They understood the Quran, they understood the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they understood how to respect and honor the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever they spoke to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they spoke to him with extreme humility. They spoke to him with the beautiful of the titles. Some of them, whenever they would address the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after saying salam, what would they say? May my parents be sacrificed upon you. And some of them, they would say, bi nafsi anta ya Rasulullah. May my life be sacrificed upon you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are those companions who respected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through their gestures, through their conversation, through their actions, through their presence in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions that once I came in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and saw the companions alayhi maridwan sat around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as if there were birds sat on their heads.
Allah.
Now this is again an expression of showing attention and reverence to someone, meaning that they were sat so idle and they were so attentive in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that they wouldn't even move a little bit, as if the birds, they sit on something which is stationary. If anything with slightest of motion, they wouldn't sit on it. So Usama radiallahu ta'ala is depicting this image of companions alayhi maridwan sitting over there in this way, that it seemed as if birds are sitting on their heads. This was the amount of reverence, honor that these companions, they showed towards the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were amongst those who were the most successful people of all the people. And they left again a legacy for us. In the first example, we spoke about the legacy, the footsteps where they left great examples for us regarding how to obey the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now over here, we are coming across those examples where they left those footsteps for us, how to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether they're talking to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether they're sitting in his company. Through all these gestures, we come to know that how to respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Sahaba alayhi muridwan, they respected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence attained the rank of being the successful individuals from whom Allah was pleased and who themselves were pleased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
MashaAllah, beautiful. Wasim Abbasmi, the ayah you mentioned is in Surah Al-Fatah and verse number 9, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ, meaning and honor and revere the messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taught us that we have to do ta'zeem and taqeer of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect and reverence. There's another ayah of Quran which mentions about the ta'zeem of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Hajj 32, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, meaning the fact is this, and whoever respects the symbols of Allah, so this is from the piety of heart. Sure. Now, Faqih Millat, Hazrat Mufti Jalaluddin Amjadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qabi, he writes under this ayah in his book Ta'zim al-Nabi on page 18 that the one who has got piety in his heart, taqwa in his heart, then he will do respect the sha'ir of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, symbols of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That person who has the piety in his heart, he will definitely respect and have reverence for the sha'ir of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for the symbols of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then he further mentions, amongst all the signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, amongst all sha'ir of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the biggest sign of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is the biggest symbol of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deserves the most respect amongst all sha'ir of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Safa and Marwa is also sha'ir of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and there are so many signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the biggest sign in Sha'air of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala amongst is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, subhanallah. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, the one who denies respect of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ta'zeem and taqdeer of Mustafa, that would mean their hearts are empty from taqwa and parhezgari. Their hearts are empty from piety. No matter how many sujood they do, no matter they stand in salah all night, no matter they've got marks of sujood on their heads, no matter they seem to be very religious, but if they do not have ta'zeem of Mustafa in their heart, they do not have taqeer of Mustafa in their heart, then piety cannot come near to them, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned, the one who will have piety in his heart, he will respect Sha'air of Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is one of the biggest amongst the Sha'air of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Symbols of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the zaat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Respected viewers, we'll go towards segment, and that segment is a English dubbed clip of Nigrani Shura Maulana Imran Attari. Let's go towards that and we'll come back inshallah to this topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam requested in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O my Lord, what would be the state of that person who would reside in the lowest level of Jannah in paradise? What blessings would he enjoy? So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned the state of that individual who would be the last one to enter paradise. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, when he would be taken out from hellfire, then he would look back towards hell and say, exalted and blessed is the one who has provided me salvation from you, meaning from hellfire. He will say this while seeing towards the hell. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted me with such blessing which was not given to anyone before or after me. This would be his feelings. Now, in the same state of mind, that individual would be sitting on the border of the hell. All of a sudden, he would see a tree from far away, a magnificent, beautiful tree he would see. Well, I'm trying to summarize in my own words, right? I'm trying to give you a summary. In other words, I'm not mentioning the narration word by word. I hope you understand. When he would look at the tree from far away, that would really fascinate him. He would request in the court of Allah, O my Lord, please get me closer to this tree so that I can sit in its shadow and drink its water. Allah Rabbul Izzat will say to him that, say, if I make you closer to the tree and I fulfill your wish, and you're able to get the shade of the tree, then would you not ask for anything else other than this? He would reply in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, no, no, O my Lord, I won't ask anything else, only just get me closer to this tree. Hence, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will get him closer to that tree. He would sit under the shade and enjoy the fruits. He would drink its water. Now, meanwhile, sitting in that state, enjoying shade and water, he would see another tree, which would in fact be more attractive and beautiful than the first one. He will say, oh my Lord, please get me closer to that tree so that I can enjoy its shade and water. I swear by your honor and majesty, I will not ask anything else. Just give me this. Allah will say, O son of Adam, did you not promise that you won't ask anything after first wish? He will say, O Lord, just give me this, just this. Allah Azza wa Jal will get him closer to that tree. dear respected viewers, meanwhile you would see another beautiful and attractive tree next to the door of Jannah, meaning the paradise, which would be more attractive and beautiful than the first and the second one. At first, he won't say anything. He would try to control himself. Now he won't remain patient. He will say, "Oh my Lord, please get me closer to that tree so that I can drink its wood, I can sit under the shade. I won't ask anything after that." Allah will say, "O son of Adam, did you not promise that you won't ask anything after that tree?" Anyways, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will get him closer to even the third tree. He will get there. Now when he would sit under the shade of his third tree, he would see paradise in front of him. And he would hear the sound of people of Jannah. He would see the blessings of paradise, gardens of paradise, palaces, and other blessings. He would keep on looking at them. Finally, he wouldn't be able to control himself. He would say, "Oh my Lord, please make me enter into this Jannah. My Lord, please make me enter into this paradise." Allah will say, "O son of Adam, what can stop me to fulfill your wish and desire? Are you happy and satisfied that I grant you twice of this world? I grant you double of this whole world." That person will say, "Oh my Lord, are you saying this to me?" Because he would feel that strange. He would say, "You're owner of the universe," meaning he would feel that something is happening for him. He would be surprised to hear that. This person would be ordered to enter paradise. Now, when he would go to enter into paradise, he would feel that Jannah is full and there is no space left. He will say in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Oh my Lord, how would it be possible? All the people have occupied their space and they've taken their share." Actually, to this person, Jannah would look like full and packed with people. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say that, "Would you like to become owner and have the ownership equal to the ownership of any king of the world?" He will reply, "Yes, my Lord." Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, "We have granted you that much kingdom." Then Allah will say, like that, "Mithluhu," it is narrated, "Mithluhu, Mithluhu, Mithluhu, wa Mithluhu, wa Mithluhu." Mithluhu is mentioned 5 times. Mithluhu, 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 wa Mithluhu, wa Mithluhu. Meaning 5 times bigger kingdom would be granted to that person. He will say, "Oh my Lord, I am pleased." Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, "This is for you and 10 times is more for you. And whatever your heart likes and your eyes are pleased and fascinated with, we have granted all that to you." So when he will enter in paradise, there 2 of his heavenly wives will welcome him amongst Hur'een. And they will say, "Praises to Allah who has created you for us and us for you." Then he would say, "Whatever I've been granted, no one else would have been granted like this." This would be the lowest rank of paradise, or you can say bottom level of Jannah. After hearing this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, "If this would be the state of lowest rank of Jannah, then what would be the status of that person who would reside in highest rank?" Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, "Those are such individuals who have been chosen by me and given status. And the blessings I have kept for them in paradise, no eyes have ever seen them, no ears have ever heard about, and no mind has ever thought about them." Ponder on this, dear respected viewers. What a great place Jannah is. How incredible are the blessings, and what a marvelous place to live. And Remember, this status is for that individual who would reside in the lowest rank of Jannah. Subhanallah. We just heard about the summary of narration. Finally, I pray that may Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus.
Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, what a faith refreshing account about Jannah. I pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we also enter into Jannah out of mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will go to Jannah because we are believers. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will go to Jannah because we love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and ham Rasulullah ke Jannat Rasulullah ke. We belong to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and Jannah is the possession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the ownership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will go with intercession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannah. We're talking about today, what is that? The topic is prerequisites of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, signs of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wasim Abbas, any other sign you would like to discuss which is mentioned by ulama ikram talking about the signs of loving Mustafa?
When we talk about the prerequisites, of course, there's another very important sign which we should be mindful of, we should be adherent to, which is mentioning the remembrance of your beloved.
Subhanallah. Dhikr of Mustafa.
Dhikr of the one whom you love.
Subhanallah.
This is another prerequisite of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that we need to contemplate and ponder upon our state, that how much do we remember the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When we sit with our friends, what do we talk about?
Allah.
I mean, if we love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, why don't we talk about the beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Why don't we talk about the prophetic narrations which the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned? And one of the beautiful ways to have this remembrance is to send salutations upon the Prophet. You love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, now you're free from everything. Why are we wasting your time? Let's send salutations, peace and salutations upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as this is one of the best ways of proving your prerequisite for loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And by sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, not only are you fulfilling this prerequisite, but at the same time, alhamdulillah, you are gaining virtuous deeds and rewards in your book of deeds for the hereafter. As Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, when he asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding sending salutations upon him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged him to increase his recitation of salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And at the end, when Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu and said that, I'll spend all my time in reciting salawat upon you, then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he reply? That this will suffice to remove all your worries and all your sins will be forgiven. Then we have the glad tidings such as reciting 50 times salawat will make a person share accounts with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment. Reciting 1,000 times, the person will see his abode in the paradise before he passes away. And so many other benefits there are as well. But this is one of the beautiful ways of proving your prerequisite for loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that is making the remembrance of your beloved, and within making a remembrance of your beloved, sending salawat upon the Prophet is also one of the beautiful and most highly rated prerequisite of loving the Prophet.
MashaAllah. Wasim Abbas Bey, this beautiful riwayat narration, man ahabba shay'an, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrah.
SubhanAllah.
Meaning, the one who loves to someone, he mentions that a lot.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. This is the same thing. If we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should mention Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We should dhikr Mustafa. We should recite naat of Mustafa. We should listen naat of Mustafa. We should listen bayanat. We should listen speeches about Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. Because we claim that he is our beloved. So this is one of the prerequisites. This is one of the signs of love, that for the one who loves somebody, his beloved is everything for him, right? He wants to talk about him. He wants to listen about him. He wants to mention his attributes, his khasais, his khasail, his beauty, his attributes, his character, everything. He talks good about him. He always talks about him. So we should mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as much as possible, inshallah azza wa jal. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, let's go towards one segment. That's the last segment in our program, Chosen Wazaif.
We'll come back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we've got the chosen wazaif. The very first one is pain relief. Ya Ghaniyu. If one is suffering from backache or pain in the knees, the joints, or anywhere in the body, you should invoke this all the time. The pain will be relieved. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ya Ghaniyu. Ya Ghaniyu. And the second wazifa we've got is if the husband is displeased with his wife. Ya Mani'u. Ya Mu'ti. Ya Mani'u. Ya Mu'ti. If the husband is displeased with the wife, she should invoke 20 times whilst sitting on the bed before sleeping. The husband should do the same if wife is displeased with him. The dispute will be resolved, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Duration of treatment is until cured, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ya Mani'u, Ya Mu'ti, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Asim al-Basbi, what message would you like to give and anything you would like to share with viewers of Madani Channel?
Regarding our faith and having the foundations of our iman, our faith stronger, we need to ensure that these prerequisites exist within our personality. Because if these prerequisites are lacking in our personality, then unfortunately our faith or the claim for having faith will not be as strong as we perhaps are verbally claiming it to be. When we look at the seerah of Sahaba Akram alayhim ridwan again, then we think to ourselves that what was it that stopped Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala from performing the tawaf of Kaaba when the Quraysh they allowed him to? It was the respect and honor and love of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What was it that made Sidra Ali radiallahu anhu miss his Asr Salah when Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was resting on his knee? And then upon the dua, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's son came back and Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered his Asr Salah on time. What was the reason for Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for sacrificing his life and everything in the cave and during his lifetime as well upon Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? It was none other than proving these prerequisites practically in their lives so that they didn't have to verbally claim that they are the lovers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. 14 centuries later, we are sitting down and proclaiming to the whole world that they were the true lovers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and success lies in following them.
Beautiful message, mashallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, just 1 minute to go. I would like to just share this, that if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you should have that shock of didah. You should have yearning to behold Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan's state what it used to be Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's great companion Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an. He mentions his state. He says, "Inni idha ra'aytuka tabat nafsi wa qarrat 'ayni," meaning whenever I have the chance to behold Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and have the vision of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, then my heart starts swaying in happiness and my eyes get coolness and I feel coolness in my eyes. This was the state of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to behold, have vision of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream, in this life and hereafter too. Ameen bijahin nabi ameen. I hope inshaAllah azza wa jal we will learn from this topic and we will try to develop these beautiful signs of love, prerequisites of loving Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's all for today. We'll be back with program Al-Mustafa, the chosen one. Keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.